Welcome back to Vintage and Stuff Podcast with your host, me, Drew Heifetz. All right, guys, I am very, very proud of this episode. I'm stoked for you guys to listen to it. On today's show, I have Tomo Takizawa, aka 100 Buyers, out of Japan, out of Tokyo, Japan. This man has been coming to America buying vintage and Americana clothing since the 80s, okay? Since the 80s, and bringing it back and selling it in his home country of Japan. Now, I have never had a Japanese vintage buyer on the show before, and I had lots of great questions. This is like a cultural journey through the eyes of Tomo Takizawa, how he sees it, why vintage is popular in the first place in Japan. We get the whole history. We get the whole history of the business. We get the whole history of his journey into vintage. We get a deep dive into the culture there and the differences in the culture to Western culture. There is a lot to learn from this one. I learned so much. Such a great conversation I had with Tomo. And yeah, you guys are going to be stoked on this one. So make sure, you know, you jump on the Patreon, first of all, so you get the full 2-hour episode. But if you don't want it, you can listen to the 45-minute episode right here. Like I said, I'm proud of this one. There's so much great information, great storytelling on this one. And yeah, you guys are really going to love it. So I don't want to keep you on here too long. Let's jump into it with Tomo, the man, 100 Buyers. Welcome to Vintage and Stuff with Drew Heifetz. Welcome to Vintage and Stuff with Drew Heifetz.
We got vintage clothing by the rack. Yeah, just check out my Insta. How you gonna argue with that? Everything you see, I manifest. I'm an architect. I think I'm gonna run it back. We got vintage clothing by the rack. Just check out my Insta. How you gonna argue with that? Everything you see, I manifest. I'm an architect. I think I'll have some of that.
Tomo Takizawa.
Yes.
Welcome to my show.
Okay.
Thank you for agreeing to come on. Talk about your life, talk about Japan, talk about your business.
Okay.
With us. I know you from California.
Yeah.
Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
We've been selling to you, 15 years, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe more. Mm. And you come here every month to buy your clothing to take it back to Japan.
Yes.
But I don't know you very well. I know you from here. I consider you a friend, but I don't know your business back in Japan very well. I've never been. Have I been? I've been to your store once.
Yeah.
No. When I came.
Yes.
So I have been to your store, but we want to know lots of cool things. So my first question is about Ikigai.
Ikigai?
Ikigai.
Ikigai?
Yes.
Oh, Ikigai.
Ikigai.
Yes. That means a dream.
Yes. I think for everybody listening, what I looked up, this word is interesting to me because it's a passion for life. And it means, I'm going to read this because it says, what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can get paid for. Does this make sense?
Okay.
So I want to know, is vintage your ikigai?
Oh, yeah. I think when I was 3 years old, my mother loved Elvis Presley.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard first song is Love Me Tender. Usually, kids heard the other song, old traditional Japanese song.
Yeah.
But 3 years old, 4 years old, I already heard Elvis Presley. And she likes his fashion. And when I was 10 years old or 11 years old, I already like red is my favorite color.
Red. Which is funny because red is not a good color for Japan.
Yeah. because I don't know why, but Japanese people of Japanese people's favorite color is black, maybe, and white.
Okay.
So red is not popular, but her fashion, my mother's fashion, she loves red. Red dress, pink dress. Maybe she loved too much Elvis.
And, too much.
Yes, and 50s. 50s okay. American culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she influenced me, my fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you were 3, 4, 5, she was dressing you in 50s fashion?
Or? Yeah, yeah. She gave it to me.
Wow.
She bought some 50s fashion and gave it to me. And I wear the clothing to go to school.
This is awesome.
I don't like that, but
we need to see pictures.
Some girls, I love it. I love it. Okay, I want to wear more. Change my mind.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yes.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
sex appeal.
Yes.
Ah, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So, tell us more. So you what? When was this? This is like the 70s.
Uh-huh.
That you were young, your mom's listening to Elvis?
Yeah, but 70s a little change because, you know, the Vietnam War?
The bedroom war?
No, Vietnam. Vietnam.
Vietnam, yes.
Vietnam, okay, Vietnam. Yes, Vietnam War.
Yes.
The change the culture of Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody knows the love and peace. So fashion is a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk about that. So the next question is, start from the beginning, okay, of why Japan is infatuated with American culture, American clothing. You know, ever since I've been in this business, before I was in this business, we know that Japan was the driver of the vintage business, meaning like you guys were always coming here, buying everything, taking it back. Explain how that whole thing happened. From the beginning.
Maybe World War II finished in 1945 and until maybe end of 50s.
Okay.
Japanese people came here, I mean the USA.
The USA.
Maybe too hard. Maybe big war. But
oh, so you're saying before World War II up until end of the 50s, nobody was coming here. No Japanese were coming.
A few. Because I think discrimination.
Okay.
It's a big problem is discrimination.
Yeah.
And Japanese lost the war.
And you had said to me pre-World War II, Japan was like North Korea. Closed.
Yes. Yes.
So does that mean that you had no Western media, no news from the West?
Yes.
And obviously no TV, no anything.
Yes. Maybe all the Japanese people believed from TV, the propaganda. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So after World War II, American government and the U.S. Army stay in Japan. They tell us freedom, real freedom. So, exchange, change, everything will change. Education, law, everything will change.
Yeah, and because you're saying that, because American culture and American dream is freedom.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when they won the war and Americans were there, then the story within Japan changed that now you have freedom.
Yes. So, but they know the freedom, but they don't use the freedom, you know what I mean? So, growing up the 10 years, 15 years. So, 1975, maybe a little change. Maybe okay. Next education, next generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you're saying that the influence changed after World War II, but they didn't like adapt the change
until the
next generation.
Yes.
Okay.
So we need a time.
Yeah.
10 years or 15 years. So maybe 1965 to 1970, my age.
Yeah.
Is we know the freedom when I was young to start.
Yeah.
So exchange, change is easy. But my mother's generation, they hope the freedom, but they don't know how to use.
I see.
Yeah.
Because it's, you have 1,000 years of culture.
Yeah.
That's changing, but yes. It's like nobody's adapting it, like
yeah.
Actually understanding what that means.
Yes. They knew the information of the freedom, but they don't know how to use the freedom. So maybe they wish my age, so please get up real freedom. I think so.
So they were like, they were happy for you to take it.
Yes.
And be free and express yourself and dress the way you want or party like you want or listen to the music you want.
Yes, yes, right? Yes, that's right.
Okay, very, very cool. So when did, at that point, when you were a child, you were getting dressed from your mother in 50s clothing. She mm-hmm. liked Elvis. She mm-hmm. listened to the music. So she was adapting it, but not fully.
Yeah.
And then how did you become, like, how did you get into the business when you grew up?
It's hard to explain, but
okay. You're doing great, by the way.
Yeah, but my family has a lot of liquor store.
Okay.
Beer store. Yeah,
liquor
beer's
store.
A lot. Okay. Yeah, so I'm next president. So my father decided to my job after university.
Yeah.
So I was working the Sapporo beer for 3 years, but Japanese law changed the 1990. The Japanese government protect a small liquor store, but change the government doesn't protect the liquor shop free because. You know.
So you mean you're talking about licensing?
Yes.
Okay.
License. But no license means that free. Yeah. So you know the convenience store, 7-Eleven, the big store get a license.
Yeah.
They sell.
Oh, so before it was only a liquor store could sell liquor.
Yes.
Then
yes,
everybody could sell liquor.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the business went down.
Yeah. So okay. My father told me, you can get a any job is okay. So liquor store is a Finnish father's how do you say English? Father's
like it was to close the store? Bankrupt? You closed the business?
Yeah, yeah. Not bankrupt,
okay.
But future is a dark.
Yeah.
So you can change.
So he said, don't go in the family business. Go do your own business.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yes. So, I like the fashion, but I was working the support beer, but it's hard to change job. It's a Japanese style. All my life, only one company is a Japanese traditional.
So you're saying it's hard to change career? You were working for the liquor store for your father?
Yeah.
But it's hard to switch?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a Japanese style. Now
it's cultural.
Yeah. Now it's a different.
Okay.
Yeah. Now it's okay. But at that time, it's hard. So I'm only working the... Uniqlo, not Uniqlo, but like a Uniqlo.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a department store.
Department store, part-time job.
Yeah.
And the studying. And they have some used clothing in the store. I love them.
Okay.
Used one.
Yeah.
And Someone tell me, oh, this is a 1950s Levi's 501. The color is different. I love it. Yes, that's right. Just starting.
Yeah,
cool. So, and they told me, 1950s Elvis wear these pants. What the fuck? Oh, yeah, my mother loved the 501 and the 50s. And Elvis, I bring the 1501 double X, I bring to my mother. She is so happy. Yeah. And next, my turn is next. Next.
This is so cool.
Yeah. And someday, I walk around the Harajuku. And one vintage clothes store, vintage clothing store, employee, staff, yes.
They're hiring. Okay.
That's hiring. So, oh, that's my job. So, I was working the store and,
so you got a job at a vintage store in Harajuku.
Yes.
You were a kid.
Yeah.
Like in your 20s?
Well, 24. And the store needs help to come here, pick up the vintage clothing. And for 3 months, no visa. And so I stay here for 3 months the first. And I'm back to Japan 1 week, and I come back again.
Wow.
Yeah, for 3 years.
So they sent you over here and you learned everything.
Yeah.
And you came to LA first time? With the boss?
Yeah.
And they taught you how to pick, what to look for, who to go see?
Yeah. And the Rose Bowl too.
Wow. So what year was this?
1992 or 1993, wow. I think, yeah. Well, maybe 1992.
Okay.
Yeah. And everything changed my life. Yeah, because
that first time you come, what was your thoughts about America? That was the first time you came to America?
No, 1976 is my first visit to this country.
Okay,
but the kids,
yeah.
I don't know the real America. Yeah, so 1992, I saw the real America. Many beautiful blonde girls. Oh my god, it's a lure!
It's the California dream.
Yeah,
surfer girl.
Yeah, so at that time, American people doesn't know the vintage clothing, only Japanese. So, if I found a 501 double X, the price is about $5, $10. That we can sell the pants in Japan, 300, 500, 1000. They got them big money. But until 1995 or 1997, American people doesn't know.
And so when you came in those early days, were you able to find lots of double X and bring it back?
Yeah.
Lots.
Those were easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because American people doesn't know.
They just know that the Japanese are going to come. They want Levi's. Here's a pile of Levi's.
Yeah.
But they don't know maybe the difference between a made in America I guess at that point they're all made in America, but a double X versus a single stitch versus a red line. It doesn't matter. They're just $10.
Yes. Except some American dealer. You know, the Harrah's Cafe or other old dealers.
Yeah.
That accept.
Yeah.
They know. But mostly people, doesn't know. Yeah, and the Goodwill, Salvation Army doesn't know.
Yeah.
The price is $3.99, $4.99, a lot.
Ah, so good to hear these stories.
Yeah.
So, did you meet Larry the first time you come here?
Yeah.
He was out at the Rose Bowl in 1992.
Yeah, already.
Already,
yeah.
And Mike?
Mike too, yeah.
Mike too?
Yeah.
Mike Manperl?
Yeah. Mike and comes already rally. Yeah. Other dealers retired already. Yeah.
Not you, buddy.
Huh?
Not you.
Maybe 3 more years.
That's it?
Yeah, finish. I won't. I wish.
Okay, that's so funny you say that, because I have this other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, which is I saw somewhere that there's no word in Japan for retirement. Mm. Is that true?
Yeah.
You have a word or no word?
No word.
So a lot of people, just because ikigai, they continue to work all the time until they're like, they can't work anymore, right? But American culture, everyone tries to retire young.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, I think in Japan, you have a healthier culture, healthier people.
Yeah.
Because things like that, you don't put a word for this retirement. Oh. Everybody thinks life is going to be good when I retire.
Oh.
Instead of enjoying life now.
It's American culture.
Yes. So what are you going to do when you stop selling vintage?
I don't want to sell the vintage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I retire, I'm carrying this country every month, maybe.
Yeah.
And I got some good vintage and no sale. Keep it.
You're going to just become a buyer.
Yeah.
And keep it.
Keep it. I don't want to sell right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have
because
to sell.
I love the vintage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to sell, but I have to make money. So now that I can sell, I have to sell American vintage clothing. But after retire, I got vintage. I don't want to sell. Keep it for my kids, for my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kids are like, one day we're going to get an inheritance. And then when you're gone, you're just going to say, here's a pile of double X's. This is your inheritance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. If you need the money, sell it. Sell it to the USA people. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
I want to kick it back a second to the discussion about why Japan loves vintage again. So you're after World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
Japan was American occupied.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So obviously you weren't alive then, but tell about your parents were alive then and they're getting influenced by the military men, right?
Yes.
Coming and bringing the culture and
yeah.
partying and listening
and
to rock and roll, right?
Yeah, and 501 too.
So they were bringing them then.
Yeah, Levi's bring the this country. Yeah.
Can you like talk about that, like how the influence came into Japan from America through those like military men and the music and things like that?
Military men.
Yeah.
Military men, yes. So maybe military men drink a beer to the walking around. Maybe it's bad manner, you know.
Bad man.
Bad manner
okay.
before the World War II.
Okay.
But many American people singing, drinking, walking around. That's a cool. The Japanese people saw the view.
Yeah.
They're drinking, walking.
Yeah, they're like, they're having fun. It
yeah.
looks fun.
And girls and kissing. Never, ever.
In public?
Yeah.
No
never,
kissing.
Never.
Never.
Yeah, but meeting people kissing. Ah! Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
This is great. So, because I think it's important to say before World War II Japan, it's like the dress was traditional, right?
Yeah.
Like uniform. Schools have uniforms in Japan.
I don't think so, but
okay.
Like that. Maybe similar. Similar clothing, yeah.
And it's very cultural.
Yeah.
And you also said to me yesterday something about like the emperor.
Emperor, yes.
Okay, so can you talk about like pre-World War II, everybody was very like dedicated to the emperor.
Yes.
Correct?
So, yes, our life is the emperor.
Yes.
So
an emperor is a person.
Person.
Yeah.
But real God.
So
yeah.
You look to this person like they're a god.
God, yes. Alive the god.
Alive
the god, the emperor. So you know, the kamikaze. So they kill yourself, kill themselves. Yeah. Easy for the emperor.
Sorry to interrupt this amazing episode, but before you get too deep, I think you should just go and jump on to the Patreon. How are you going to jump on the Patreon? You're going to go click the link down below in the show notes. You get a free week on the Patreon, so you can listen to this episode for free. And then after that, it's just $5 a month. That's it. $5 a month, 4 episodes per month for $5. But you get a free week anyway. And if you don't want to jump on the Patreon, you can sign up right here on YouTube. Just join the channel. Basically the same price, and you can get the full 2-hour episode. This episode right here is 45 minutes. Back to the show.
All the Japanese people like this every day.
Mind ascetic practices. Mind trains itself.
For the emperor.
Okay, so explain that. What is that? What does that mean? You do like
you don't
meditation
know?
For the... To train
your
mind?
Mind like a samurai.
Okay.
Like a samurai. The samurai is for the king.
Okay.
The same thing. For the emperor.
So everybody's training to serve
training.
The emperor.
Training. So training means is education.
Yeah.
It's education. Your life is emperor. Your life is emperor forever. If you emperor, please die for me. You did it.
And they teach us through school the whole time.
Whole time. Whole time.
Wow. So everybody is dedicated, and that's why during World War II or World War I, there's kamikaze fighters.
Yeah.
But now, you were saying before off camera, you think if American was going to die, say what you said before about America.
America what?
If American soldier would die.
Oh, yeah.
You said he would do it for his family.
Yeah.
Not for the government.
Yes.
Different. Yeah.
Different. For the emperor. Only for the emperor. Not family.
Yeah.
Yeah. The American people maybe do the same thing for the country or for the family.
Yeah.
But different.
And it's the
big, big difference.
It's because if you don't do it, then you have shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then when World War II happened, again, it becomes free. It's like a revolution.
Revolution, yes.
Revolution of the mind.
Yes.
And how you view life.
Yeah.
And culture and fun and everything.
Yes.
And sexuality probably too, because like freedom of,
yeah,
like you can kiss someone in the street now.
not so many.
No?
Not so many.
Still no?
No. No. Kiss is a big problem.
The still problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why the American people are kissing the Lord.
So some things change, some things don't change.
Yeah, please do it in the house.
Yeah, to get a hotel, they say.
Yeah. Not kiss.
Oh, my God. This is great. All right. So I have we want to talk about what era of vintage. I'm checking my notes, by the way. I'm not checking my phone. What era of vintage? You kind of already said your mom liked Elvis. You like 50s.
Yes.
Right? Is this always been your thing for vintage? Always selling just 50s?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the 50s, after World War II, 1945, and 1950s, early 1950s, changed this country too. Big money. Big money. And entertainment is popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything changed. The fashion, before 1940s, the shirts, pants, colors, maybe blue, gray, black, and maybe 3 or 4 kind of the color.
Yeah.
But after 50s, pink, yellow, gold, silver, everything, every color.
Yeah.
The shirts, pants, where the street, where the hotel. I think the 50s is like a fireworks.
And why this change, when you think about this change?
Yeah.
Why? Because of rock and roll? because of maybe like more pop culture media, like some movies change things,
right?
So it's like all these things happening, and then it's influencing the public and what people are wearing.
Yeah. So, no more war.
Yeah.
And many people got some money, and they want to get a big Cadillac, pink Cadillac, and a big house with pool, and they had a dream like a famous movie star, think so.
And they call it the Roaring 50s, right?
Yeah.
Because the economy was so good after the war.
Yeah.
Everyone has money. You could have a family with one person working, pay for everything, good car, college for the kids.
Yes. But the 60s, the different.
Yeah.
Maybe 60s is a dark because discrimination, the black people's discrimination, and the maybe harbor, right?
Yeah.
So the 60s fashion is a color, is a dark. You know,
like pre-hippie,
fashion. Dark green, dark gray. It's everything is a dark color. The 60s, so you know, maybe many people say like a 60s. You can't. Maybe I love 70s. I love 50s. But can you hear the I love 60s?
Very often.
Never.
Yeah.
60s is a dark.
Weird.
Yeah.
I never thought about this before.
Yeah.
So.
And I've finished Vietnam War, and love and peace, and change the culture, fashion. Yeah. The revolution again.
Yeah. And this revolution went to Japan.
Yeah.
Japan was not involved in Vietnam, but the American involvement and the culture, the hippie fashion, the music changed, the protesting, right?
Yeah.
That came to Japan and it changed the culture?
Yeah. And the 70s is maybe Japan helped the USA government make the towel, make the t-shirts, and make boots. So Japan got a lot of money from your country, USA. Yeah. And the fashion, the life, and the education, and everything changed again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing the baseball, playing the ski, playing the skating, everything. The free. The 70s the beginning. Then the 80s, more.
Freedom,
yeah. So, I can go to the disco.
Yeah.
Yeah, every night. And until 70s, we Japanese has to go back to the house until 9 p.m. But 80s, all night long is okay. All night long. Yeah, parent doesn't care.
Yeah.
Until 1970s, the parents say, please come back home until 9 p.m. But 80s, it's okay.
What if you're an adult? People partying all night?
Yeah. 80s.
80s. Still 80s.
Yeah.
Wow.
70s, we have to back to the home until 9 p.m. or 8 p.m. The girls, maybe 7 p.m. The boys are 9 p.m.
Yeah.
But starting ladies, all night long is okay.
Party all night long.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
Good time to grow up. That's when you were growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. So fashions are more change.
Yeah. Because now you need different outfits for daytime, nighttime, partying, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't wanna go to the bed.
Yeah.
We don't want to go to the bed. Wake up. Yeah. Dancing, singing, drinking.
Very cool, man. So you work for this company. We're going to fast forward again. You work for the company. coming to America, buying, learning. So you did many trips like this.
Yes.
And then eventually you went on your own. Tell us about going and you started your own business.
Alone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like when did you stop working for the company and start your own?
Not that wrong.
Start your own store.
Oh, yeah?
Because you started working for someone else?
No, only me.
But you said you came to America to buy for a different company.
Yes.
But then when did you start your own company?
Oh, 2000.
Oh, so you worked all the way through the 90s for this company?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
1997.
Okay.
Yeah. And 3 years, maybe no job. And starting 2000. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have any stories from the 90s coming here?
Yeah.
Tell me some fun stories. Good picking times. Like, did you find crazy dead stock or picking going around the country?
Yeah.
That's here.
Yeah. Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and Massachusetts, Boston, everywhere. The old hardware store, we had to find an old hardware store.
Where?
And we always have a map, and a map, because no internet.
No internet.
Yeah, the map, the left side, maybe, and this city's population, The city is a population, So the population is a good information.
So you had 50,000, to do research.
Yes, 50,000, over 50,000 population, maybe good store at this city.
Wow.
So yeah, so we went to go, and we had to find a old hardware at a supermarket store, and going inside, ask somebody, do you have all the stock? They're angry. What? They're angry. Yeah. No. All the stock is maybe cheap. Yes, we are Japanese. I don't have the money. So do you have a cheap?
Because they don't understand.
They understand. So we don't have the money. So please cheap item. Please show me. Oh, okay. Maybe underground or backyard.
In the basement.
Yes. Yeah. So bring it.
This one is a World War II.
This one is a double X. This one is a big E. Yeah. The price, how much? Usually the 20, but all the stock is $10. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah. Good story.
So, like, you did this a lot, traveling around and finding old hardware stores.
Yeah. And I said the same thing. Do you have all the stock? Maybe. Usually angry. No, we don't have the old stock. Fresh. No. I'm sorry. I'm Japanese. I don't have the money. So I want to buy the cheap items. If you have the old stock, give it to me. Oh, okay. I understand. You're poor. Yes. And bring
wow.
that. Yeah, they're good.
That's crazy. I like this tactic. Good tactic. Okay, this is for all my Canadian friends.
Oh, yeah?
Why does no one like Canadian vintage?
Maybe Japanese doesn't know the famous Canadian actor, famous musician. Only Bryan Adams. Only Bryan Adams.
Wow.
But many Japanese, Bryan Adams is a USA people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so it's the influence comes from the famous people, the musicians, the actors.
Yeah.
So if there's no, they don't know Canadians, we don't care. We want the American.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I have one question?
Yes.
One question. Do you have the famous company of the Canada?
GWG?
Or just the GWG?
What
not
else?
Famous, not
what
popular.
Else
this country has a lot of famous companies. For example, Nike, Patagonia, is a famous company a lot.
Yeah.
But we don't know the famous company of the Canada.
No, now we do. Now there's Lululemon. but or like some new companies, but not old.
Not old.
What? Pioneer.
Yeah. You know
Pioneer.
Oh.
So famous, but not like Levi's.
Yeah. So why? The same.
Because we have less people. 10 times less people.
Oh.
America is 300 million.
Oh, yes.
400 million now.
Yeah.
Canada is still only under 40 million.
Yeah.
So it's way less.
How about the entertainment? No?
I don't know back from those days. I don't know. Now we do, but not.
You
not,
don't
not
know.
Not,
you
not,
don't
not,
know,
yeah.
Right? So Japanese doesn't know.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
See, we get all the TV we get is American.
Uh-huh.
All the shows.
Oh, yeah.
American.
Yes. The same thing in Japan.
Yeah.
All American. Hollywood movie, Hollywood TV. So we didn't see the Canadian movie, Canadian TV show.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
You know, I want to talk about another cultural difference that I see. Mm-hmm. Is you guys as businessmen, as Japanese people, you respect your elders.
Yeah. Right?
There's a different cultural respect in the business and I think in family culture.
Yeah.
Just in culture in general.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about the difference? Because I notice in America, it's ruthless. Right? People come in this business, they don't give a shit. They have no respect for the elders. Some people do, but some people don't.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I'm not saying that I care personally.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I noticed that with Japan, you guys have this hierarchy of who's at the top, who's at the middle. Don't step on certain people's toes. You explain.
It's hard, but traditional.
Okay.
The 300 years ago, 400 years ago, may keep going right now. The king and the supporter, the good supporter, you know what I mean? The strong, the samurai, the supporter. And the supporter has 10 people or 20 people in the, looks like a look, 10 people, the soldier.
Soldiers, yeah.
So the, like a pyramid. Yeah, maybe same right now.
So you're saying that this tradition of the old system of emperor, samurai, soldiers, maybe then family, is plays out in business. So the person who's been so long.
The same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing. Company's boss is the top.
Yeah.
And next is maybe buyer and a seller and then customer.
Customers at the bottom.
Bottoms, yes.
So it's very interesting. Do you see this still, this level of like respect and pyramid still happening now in Japan?
I think keep going on. Same.
Okay.
Never change.
Never change.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because a small country, island, you know?
Yeah.
Japan is an island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But big country, a lot of people.
Yeah, so but the borderline and just only borderline.
Yeah,
you can go. You can come. This country is easy from Canada, but the Japan is an island. You have the maybe ship or airplane.
Yeah,
there you. If you go or if you come to my country, you have to have a ship or airplane
to get there.
Yeah. So maybe difficult. So that's
So you're saying that you have less influence from other people, or what do you mean?
It means that
you're like secluded.
Yeah.
In your own world.
Yeah. So influence is it's hard only from TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe traditional.
So traditional values.
Yeah, but
I think that's a good thing on some things, you know?
Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Sometimes bad.
Yeah. But and Japanese people, almost Japanese people doesn't have a religion.
So what's the traditional old religion?
Buddha. But
is the emperor?
Emperor, Buddhist. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, almost Japanese people doesn't have a religion.
And that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Only maybe we believe myself. You know,
yeah.
My mind.
Yeah.
God is here. Yeah, God is here. So God is maybe each person in the heart.
Yeah.
So maybe you, USA people, it's hard understanding. So how about you, Christian?
No, we're Jewish.
Jewish?
Yes.
What?
But not very religious. Not very religious. But I understand what you're saying. It's like a personal belief.
Yes.
Like God is a personal belief that maybe more related to energy, power, and things, but not like we're worshiping the emperor.
Yeah.
We're believing in like I personally am more aligned with this.
Yeah.
Not religion.
Yeah. So for example, we walk around the we walk the blob, and we saw the 10,000 dollars in the blob.
Yeah.
And take it or bring to the forest, thinking that ask my God, Japanese people ask my God, and 100% God bring to the forest. So if you lost your money in the road in Tokyo, maybe you can get it.
Wow.
Return. You know.
So yes. So this this is like this is a level of consciousness.
Yeah.
And a level of morals, like self morals.
Yes.
So we would call it good moral, like standing. You know, and like also integrity.
Yeah.
So you have a high level of integrity.
Yeah.
But you look at it as in asking your personal God.
Yeah. It's a strong God, I think. 10 years ago, I left my cash, $8,000, in the Narita airport.
Wow.
I left my cash, small bag. And when I arrived this country, called to the Narita airport, I left my $8,000 in cash, some chair. So they tell me, oh, we have it. Don't worry.
Yeah? That is crazy.
Right?
That would never happen in America.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
People say that Japan is a very safe place.
Yes.
Like Tokyo is a very safe place.
Yes.
You feel safe. It's different because a lot of Asia is not safe.
Not safe.
Japan is very safe.
So, I told you, Japanese people has a God, my heart. So, you know, maybe different. Ask my God. I want to get the money. But my God say, don't do that. Don't do that. Someone maybe crying right now, bring to the police.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone crying.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I was talking about this today, how integrity and keeping your word and doing the right thing is so important because it's karma.
Yeah.
It's like having good karma.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe nobody knows you did something, but you know you did something,
mm-hmm.
good or bad,
mm.
and that's karma.
Mm.
So I like this about Japan.
Yeah. So Japanese people... if they found some cash in the road, maybe 1 second, 2 seconds, I'm lucky. But 3 seconds, oh, someone crying. If I lost the money, same thing. So bring to the forest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if Americans thought about it like this, we think about the voice in our head. It's like ourselves talking to ourselves. But you are saying that it's actually your God talking to you.
Yes.
If Americans thought about it this way, we would probably be better people.
Yeah. But 1 second, 2 seconds, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
But ask my God again. Someone like crying. Someone is crying for the people, right?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, so in Japan, it's a safety.
Mm. That's good. Big cultural difference. So I need to bring it into a different subject, which is Rockabilly Park.
Uh-huh.
You know Rockabilly Park?
Yeah.
You go to Rockabilly Park?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because I have to find a lot of vintage clothing, so many appointments.
Too busy.
Too busy.
But so tell us about.
You call me.
Tell us about Rockabilly Park.
Tell us about Rockabilly Park.
Yeah.
What's Rockabilly Park?
No, Rockabilly Park is the place in Japan in the park. You know, park.
Yeah.
Where people go and they dance in public.
All right. Well, that ends the 45-minute free version of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something, because I sure did. Like I said, I'm very proud of this one. It was a very fun conversation. Learned a lot. Really got inside the mind of Tomo on this one and the differences in the Japanese culture. You know, I've known him for many, many years, but a lot of deeper layers were unraveled on this episode. So thank you, Tomo, for coming on. Thank you guys all for listening. If you want to continue the journey, like I said before, all you got to do is jump on the Patreon. You get a free week trial. Then it's just $5 a month, or subscribe on the YouTube channel right here. Just sub to the channel. Now, if you want to support the show in other ways, you can go check out our new website, fasinfrankvintage.ca. We dropped the second website that is actually linked to our store. So the product on the fasinfrankvintage.ca is actually product that's in the shop that we're now offering available online as well. Just getting it started, but there is product on there right now. So go check out fasinfrankvintage.ca. Maddie put that on the screen. There'll be a link down below in the show notes. It's in Canadian dollars. So if you're tapping in from the US, it's way cheaper for you because it's going to convert it to US, which is way less. So tap into that. Go check out fasinfrankvintage.com as always. And that's about it for me. See you guys on the next one.